Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Trey Bella with Soul in the City.
Hello, everyone. This is Tabitha, your co-host, and that was my daughter, Trey Bella, joining Linda and I today. Sorry we missed you all last week, but we are back and ready to talk about persevering and receive your highest good. We hope you continue to be consistent with the challenge of releasing your fears to God, because we have that challenge going on, and we're just hoping you all are being very consistent with that and releasing your fears to God. I've been doing pretty good so far, so I'll talk about that a little bit later. But right now, we're going to play a song by Yolanda Adams, Never Give Up. Well, I'm going to start it off with Tabitha talking about consistency. Love that song about never giving up. It's so appropriate to what we're talking about today. Perseverance, consistency, and keep going on and keep doing it for those things that are for your highest good. So we're going to let Tabitha talk about consistency.
Okay, yeah, persevering to receive your highest good. It starts off by being consistent and persevering. I'm going to read something by Dr. Calvin Whitman, and it talks about the key to consistency and overcoming. One of the chief problems in living the Christian life seems to be consistency. There are those times when we sense the presence of God in a real powerful way. When worship is sweet, when prayer ushers us the throne, very throne room of God, and when reading the scripture is fruitful, we like to think this is what the Christian life is all about. We've even read books telling us that this is what Christian life should be like. But then there comes to those days when heaven seems so distant that praying is like pulling teeth, those days when nothing seems to go right. The difficulties of this life make it hard to focus on life to come. These are times that tend to discourage us. When doubt settles in like a fog and tries to block out the sunshine of our joy. Up and down we go on a roller coaster of life, all while simply longing for some level ground. The scripture paints a picture for us of life of faith that includes both these scenarios, the seasons of tranquility and the times of trouble. Jesus himself experienced both during his pilgrimage on this earth, and he has counseled us to expect the same. It is foolish to buy into a philosophy of Christianity that denies either scenario. The key to consistency and to overcome is faith. Faith trusts that God is just as much there when we don't feel him as he is when we do feel him. Faith believes that he is just as much at work in our lives when we don't see his hand as he is when we can see it. Faith is what it is all about, the confidence that God will be and do what he said he will be and do, regardless of what we see or feel. Hang in there. Don't fall into the trap of living by what you feel, because that always changes. Walk by what you know from God's word. That will never change and will give you consistency and peace and you desire. And for me, that was really good for me to read that, because while I was reading it, I was more so, you can use it in losing weight, setting goals. You know, that was more on a spiritual aspect, but you can use what he said in that, you know, for different goals and different things that you have in your life. You know, I can start off being consistent, and then I kind of fade away. You know, for me, old habits are hard to break.
Yeah.
I can start off really good trying to lose weight or maintain my weight. You know, I'm not trying to brag on myself. I had got up to 400 squats a day. And I was not doing them in increments. I could do them back to back. But then the old habit came in, and I just kind of, you know, the daily life went in, and now I probably can do 20. I can do 20 squats. But I made a goal to work towards trying to get back up to my 400. My girls and I, we have our resolution, all three of us, is to be like Nike. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, just do it. Stop complaining about it. Just do it. And right now I'm going to pass it over to Linda so she can talk a little bit about persevering.
Well, and I like what you said about consistency. And part of persevering is to be consistent, to do it when you don't even feel like it. You know, we're going to start off with a definition of what perseverance is. It's a quality that allows someone to continue trying to do something even though it is difficult. And it's doing it whether you feel like it or not. And one of the people in the Bible that I so admire is Paul. And Paul was a mighty man of God. And one reason why he is such a great example of the suffering he endured, because the suffering he endured to spread the gospel. In one of Paul's letters to Corinth, we get a glimpse of his hardships that he confronted. And I'm going to read a little. As servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, in hardship and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, in riotings, in hard work, sleepless nights, hunger, and purity, understanding, patience, and kindness in the Holy Spirit, in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report, good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. That's in 2 Corinthians 6:4-10. You know, Paul suffered a lot to spread the gospel, and he even talked about that thorn in his flesh. And there's many interpretations as what that thorn was, whether it was a physical element or a spiritual struggle. We don't really know that for certain, but we do know whatever the thorn was, Paul suffered for it. And so, you know, as to persevere is to push past whatever it is that you're trying to go through, whatever hardship you're going through, is to push past that hardship, to push past whatever you're suffering through. And certainly people go through many things, illnesses, life situation, trials and tribulations. And when you set yourself a goal in life, sometimes it's a place where you have to push past whatever you're feeling. That is where that consistency comes in, to be consistent whether you feel like it or not. And, you know, to persevere, it really brings back, it brings you through some a success in a warfare. Because really, when you persevere, you're going through a personal and a spiritual warfare with the flesh. You know, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to, you know, accomplish some educational goal or whatever, you're going through a warfare with your flesh about that. And half of that battle is to do it no matter what you feel like. You know, and I really feel like I'm preaching to the choir, because I am so good. And we talked about procrastination, and a lot of things that we've been talking about are things that I personally am dealing with. So with this, yeah, persevering and being consistent, what are some of your other thoughts on being, what are you struggling with on some of that with perseverance and consistency?
Well, right now it's just as far as like setting my goals. You know, I wanted to maintain, you know, my weight. Just a whole lot of different things as far as with, you know, the kids, you know, teaching them how to set goals and learn how to persevere through, you know, because life is going to throw stumbling blocks. You're going to hit them, you know. It's going to come, and you need to know how to handle it. And a lot of us don't know how to handle it, you know. And that's why you have this show to, you know, to talk to everyone and, you know, try to help. We're helping each other, you know. We're preaching to the choir, you know. We're not going to ask you to do anything that we're not trying to persevere and get through ourselves, you know. Just never give up, you know, like Yolanda Adams said. Yeah, you're going to fall, but just, you know, just take it day by day. You know, as long as you're trying to put one foot in front of the other to get to the goals, to where you need to get to, because it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a walk in the park, you know. And for me, it's just trying to, right now I'm in the process of just writing down.
Right.
I'm trying to write down everything and take it day by day. You know, I'm not trying to overwhelm myself, because, you know, when you have so many goals, you can overwhelm yourself when you write them all down. You know, so I'm saying, okay, today I'm going to accomplish this. And then I'll try to get that accomplished. Then it's not always going to happen, but I just, the next day.
And
just take it step by step, day by day. You know, that's what I'm focusing on.
I've been hearing from the Lord about focusing, and I think, and that's what you're talking about, is setting those goals and setting not the overwhelming, seeing the big picture, but how do you get to the goals? So you first got to set those small steps.
Yeah.
Okay, say I'm going to go to school.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I have to enroll. That would be the first step.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to buy my books. I may have to attend class. You know. Setting each goal for the week to get to that big goal and cutting it down in bite-sized chunks, which we've said that over again. Sometimes it's just focusing in and taking the time to think about what it is you need to do.
Yeah,
organize and prioritizing your life. It sometimes begin with that. And we talked about to persevere is some of the basic reasons to persevere is for success. Success in that spiritual warfare and success for your growth. And as Christians, you know, we're going to go through some spiritual battles. It's just inevitable. And so to persevere through those battles and that those triumphs is half the battle. And I guess we go back to what Nike said, a powerful statement when they said, just
do it.
And doing it when you feel like it or whether you don't, it doesn't matter about your feelings, you know, if you're trying to achieve something or going through. And sometimes, you know, and I tried to have in the introduction as you read it, you know, I want to encourage people that, you know, I know I'm going through this. It just looks like some things I really want in life are not happening.
Take one step
forward. And, you know, you just kind of sometimes you get so discouraged that the things that you wanted in your life are not happening. And the Bible says, be not discouraged and well-doing, for in due season your change is going to come. So I just want to encourage somebody, and including myself, that be not discouraged. It's going to happen. We're coming into a new year. Perhaps one of the things you might need to do is release some old habits that might be keeping you back, whether that be procrastination, whether that be fear of failure. You know, sometimes we don't, you know, proceed and go forth because we're so afraid of failing. And some people are afraid of success. Are you fearful that you might succeed? Because if you succeed, then you may be in another situation. You may outgrow some friends, some colleagues, and stuff like that. So, you know, you do need to take, and we talk about this all the time, and in church we were talking about the power of meditation. Sometimes you need to take the moments to quiet yourself, to find and ask the Holy Spirit to direct you and what it is you need to do even to persevere.
Yes,
so you have some thoughts on that?
Yes, well, yes, because, you know, you can get complacent.
Yeah,
you can get very complacent. You know, once again, the old habits are hard to break. You know, you start off really well. First 2 weeks, it's like you're so excited about it, you're going to do it. Then it almost seems like it gets kind of old to you, and then you just go back to the way things used to be. And then you're talking to yourself like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it's been 2 months, and I have not done what I'm supposed to do. You know, you get complacent, and sometimes you have to speak over yourself. You have to talk to yourself, and sometimes you have to motivate yourself. You can't just always depend or want somebody to push you, even though that is great to have a team player to help you and tell you and talk to you and motivate you. But sometimes that team player might can always be there. And you need to speak over yourself and talk to yourself and say, yes, I can do this. And at the end of the day, when you pray, you ask the Lord to help you and guide you and move you forward, because it is a process.
It is a process. And I'm like what you're saying, encourage yourself. Because sometimes, you know, we're in church and the pastor's like, now tell so-and-so to do so-and-so. But sometimes you know who we need to tell.
Yourself.
Ourselves.
Yes.
By positive affirmations. You know, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
You know what? I can push through this. I don't care how discouraged. I don't know what it looked like. I had a prayer today in the car that I was like, you know, some people have counted me out.
Yes.
They thought I ain't going to make it.
Yes.
But hello.
Hello, I'm here.
There is something else that they did not consider.
That's
but
right.
God.
That's
but
right.
God gives me that extra oomph when I need it. But God has kept me here.
Yes.
But God, I know you counted me out, but God said I can do all things, you know.
Right.
And he put all in parentheses for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So sometimes you have to talk to yourself and encourage yourself. You know, you can do it. You can push through it. If you're, you know, a lot of, I don't know why that's coming in my spirit, that people sometimes are afraid of success. Wow. But there are people who are, because when you become successful, you're going to leave some people behind.
Yes.
And sometimes that is some of the choices you have to make in order to persevere and do what it is God has for you to do. Sometimes as you keep going on, there are some people that's going to fall by the wayside. Everybody does not have What God, whatever God has for you to do, is for you to do. And sometimes you have to count the cost. That may be people, friends, places. You know, sometimes you may have to leave a job because it really is not meeting what you need for your family life, for your personal life, for your health. You know, sometimes you have to leave some things behind. And sometimes I think that's a hindrance for us not to persevere because you think about what you're going to lose or what you're going to leave behind. It's not really a loss. It's you got to take some baggage away to keep pushing. What do you think about that?
People in your life are reason, season, or lifetime.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and you know, sometimes you're going to have to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong, no hard feelings, but you're not going in the direction I'm trying to go in. And sometimes people can hinder you. You're trying to help somebody or stay there with somebody, and you're missing out on your own blessings and your own things. You know, because sometimes it was a joke one time. The guy was stuck in the ocean, and he was, you know, and God sent him a little boat, and he said, God, Lord said, I sent you a boat. I sent you this, and you're looking for a yacht. You know, sometimes you have to just keep pushing and move on. And when God speaks to you, you have to listen.
You do, and you have to obey.
Yes, you have to obey. And then that's when your faith kicks in. Mm-hmm. You have to step out on faith and know that he is who he is, and he can help you through what you're trying to get to. You know, and that is your highest good. Everybody deserves their highest good.
Yes.
And to receive it.
To receive it. That's what we're talking about. And your highest good is what is best for you. It's really the goal and the purpose that God has for your life. Because when you are functioning in your highest good, you bring other people up,
yes,
you know, to function in their highest good. And it's not leaving people behind. It's not leaving things. It's not being selfish. It's doing what God had purposed you to do.
You know, Jesus, when his family was looking for him when he was young, before really his ministry started, I guess he had stopped and talked to some religious men and teachers, and he was able to communicate with them. He got so into it that when his family looked for him, they couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did find him, they said, well, you know, kind of what was going on with that? And he would say, I am about my Father's business.
That's right.
You know, so sometimes you have to know that you're about your Father's business, and everybody's goal for, you know, people sometimes they'll have a goal for you.
Yes,
you know what I mean? They have things for you, but you have to know what it is God has for you to do and what it is God wants you to do. You know, and sometimes we have to persevere when life does not make sense. Girl, am I here? You know, when things just don't kind of look the way you want to. And it is one of the most difficult times to persevere when life really isn't making sense. And you just, you know, you're in that place like, Lord, I've been here a couple of times. What is going on? This is the time when you got to really kick in your faith and know that what God said he would do, he will do. He is not a man that he would lie. You know, and what he has for you is for you. You know, so we have to just, you know, keep going with that and know that God will.
And sometimes you have to, you know, speak to yourself, like I was saying, speak of yourself. You know, use affirmations. Consistency is the key to my success.
Yes.
I understand that anything worth having is worth working for. Therefore, I choose to consistently work toward achieving my end result.
Mm, that's good.
Even when I feel drained and overworked, I maintain consistency in all my efforts and persevere.
Wow.
You know, sometimes you just have to keep pushing and speak over yourself. You know, it amazes me sometimes if you think about the very first time that you have been in love and how motivated you are, and some things you do that you don't even want to do. You may not like baseball or so forth, but your boyfriend or your girlfriend wants to go to that baseball game. But you motivate yourself to go ahead and go because of that person, because you love that person and you're making a sacrifice. Well, sacrifice for yourself.
Mm.
Sacrifice for yourself and do those same things for you so you can receive your highest good and get to where you're trying to get to.
And that perseverance, like we said, first
you know, it takes some spiritual warfare, and also it produces growth. You know, when we persevere, when we go ahead and do what we set out to do, and we persevere through the trials and whatever, it has produced, when you look at it, and when I look over my life, and I'm sure when you look over your life, and those times when you persevered, you did grow. I mean, you had some personal growth. You reached another place. You know, we say sometimes from glory to glory. When you persevere through some trials, baby, you reach another level, and you you go from glory to glory.
If you fall short of your expectations, give yourself a moment of rest and jump back on the horse. And surely enough, your consistency always drives you toward the outcome you crave. You know, your willpower is strong, and your desire to succeed ignites the fire under your feet.
Yes.
Regardless of any challenges that arise, consistent efforts will enable you to achieve your goals. You know, how can you approach your goals? How can you achieve your goals? What can you do to be more consistent in pursuing the life you desire? You know, when you sit down and write those goals, you know, when you're talking to yourself, what is it that gets you to a point that you want to stop, that you want to fall short of your expectation? Think about really what it is that is causing the problem. Get to the root of that problem and start scratching the surface of that problem. And once you figure out what the root of that problem is, then you can move forward and know how to handle it and know how to deal with those goals and those things that you want to accomplish. Because anyone can accomplish what they want to as long as you try.
Yeah, but that's good, because I think it is important to identify your stumbling blocks when
yes.
you're trying to persevere through something. If, you know, you want to lose that 15 pounds, you
yes.
know that if you go to a party, you're likely to eat all the sweets. That would be me. In the
and
party.
And the Rotel dip.
And the Rotel dip. Then before you go to the party, you got to put yourself in a game plan.
Yes.
If that means, like, all the goodies and everything on the other side of the room, you need to stay on the other side of the room and talk to folks, have your little carrots and stuff on one side. But identify what are your stumbling blocks, what are your weaknesses, and then always start with, after you've identified your stumbling blocks and your weaknesses, what's your game plan? How are you going to overcome those stumbling? How are you going to defeat it? What do you need to do? Break it down, like we were saying, into steps, you know. If I'm trying to lose 10 pounds, then maybe I need to take my lunch, because lunchtime is a time for me when I can overeat. But if I take my lunch, I'm going to take those things, what are good for me, those things, you know, it's my carrots and
mm-hmm.
whatever, my salad or whatever. You know, so you know you got to have a game plan. We talked about setting small goals, and we talked about keep doing it regardless of how you feel. And you know what? Perseverance involves choice.
Right.
You have to make the choice
yeah.
to persevere. It even breaks it down to that. To persevere is a choice. What do you feel about that?
Yes, it is a choice. You know, am I a dreamer or am I a doer?
Yes.
You know, am I going to succeed or am I going to fail? You know, make the choice to do what needs to be done. Once again, I just can't say it enough. You know, speak over yourself. Get
yes,
to the root.
Yes.
Get to the root of the problem. Get to the root of what's going on. You know, when you stop, what was going on in your life? Did you have a death in the family? Were you sick? You know, what is it that was going on during that time that stopped you from being consistent?
Mm-hmm.
And once you figure out those things, because you're going to have those things that come into your life. You know, there's no way around it. So you have to know how to deal with it when it comes.
Right.
You know, when you're sick, if you have to stop, okay, you continue to pray. Continue to motivate yourself during that time. A lot of people, when they're sick and when they're ill, they don't think about the positive. They're thinking of the woe is me. I'm
mm-hmm.
sick. You have to change your mindset. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to get through this. And once I do, I can take this step and this step and this step and move forward to where I need to move forward to.
Yes, and that it kind of brings me to another important thing that we've talked about on the show. What is your self-talk?
And you kind of talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you defeat yourself before you even start? I can't do this.
Yes.
I'm not capable of this. I'm sick. I'm, you know, you got all of these things. What is your self-talk? And Jesus said, let this mind be in you. That's also in Christ Jesus. Well, it says that in the Bible. But that mind, the mind of Christ, is a mind of positivity. You know, did you ever hear any place in the scripture where Jesus said, I'm sick and I just don't feel like getting up today. I ain't healing no sick folks. I don't feel like doing nothing. No, he had a mindset that he knew, first of all, he had a mission and a job to do on the earth realm. He knew who he was. He knew he was the master's son. So he knew that he was from another kingdom, and we're from the kingdom of God. So really, through this universe, the universe is ours. So there is nothing that you cannot do that is righteous that you can't put your mind to. And it goes back to say, don't never give up, like the song says, and you just have to do it. You have to stay focused and do it. So, you know, we talked about, and then it takes discipline.
Yes.
To persevere.
Yes.
And I think that's what a lot of people lack is, including myself, sometimes just the discipline to do what you said you were going to do or what you put your mind to do. And that takes that, you know, no matter what, I'm going to do this. It's like cutting the rope from anything that is going to hinder you from achieving your goal. So you got to cut the rope. You know, anything that is going to hinder you, whether that be people, places, or things, cut the ties of that so that you could go ahead. And it does take discipline to do that. Set up a consistent plan to be consistent with it,
yes.
You know.
And you are your biggest competition.
Woo, yeah, that's good.
You know, you strive to beat your own record. Avoid comparing yourself to others because there simply is no comparison.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's no comparison. Make goals that are attainable. Believe in yourself. You know, sometimes we speak so negative to ourselves, we're our own critic. And sometimes you have to just, you know, understand that you can do it. But you have to set something attainable. If you're making $30,000 a year, you can't get a $900,000 home. If you're trying to buy a new home, you have to be reasonable. And eventually you can save and do what you need to do to get to where you need to get to. But sometimes we set our goals so high for ourselves, then we get discouraged.
Right.
Because it doesn't happen in the time that we need it to. But everything takes time. Everything takes time, one day at a time.
Right. And things sometimes occur in you know, sometimes God is not telling you no.
It's just wait.
You know, this is a place. My daughter, when we used to go to restaurants, and she liked the fast food restaurants, so sometimes when we had to go to a restaurant where you had to sit down and wait, she would say, is this a place you have to be patient? So sometimes God just has you in a place that you have to be patient.
Yes.
And a lot of times that's your preparation. That is your place where he's molding and making you and having you and holding you in a place to get to the next level. So just know that sometimes when it looks like it's not going to happen, you are almost there. You know what I'm saying? You're about right there at the last foot of the mile, the last place for the race. So sometimes I just want to tell people that, you know, and myself too, that sometimes you just got to keep going because you almost there. Don't give up. Just keep on going. And we talked about, you know, some of the things you need to do to persevere, but, you know, some of the benefits and the rewards of perseverance are, one, you're going to fulfill the promise that God has for you when you persevere through some hardships and you persevering to reach a goal or to accomplish something. Blessedness. You're going to be blessed. You also may be blessed to bless somebody else. You know, James wrote, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. That's in James 5:11. And the Amplified Bible indicates that to be considered blessed means to be happy, enviably fortunate. I can't get that out. Spiritually prosperous. In other words, if you want to be happy, fortunate, and spiritually prosperous, you must demonstrate perseverance.
And when you persevere, you are a powerful influence for the kingdom. That is awesome. If we persevere, we all make a big difference in the lives of others. Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said, be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Basically, he was telling Timothy to be diligent, to persevere, to live your life, because when you live your life in such a way that you have brought on success and you're blessed, you allow others to do that, and you help and encourage others. And when you persevere, you reign with Christ. You know, you are victorious, and you reign with the Most High. When you are persevere, you become that ambassador for Christ, and you get that reward, and others see that, hey, she did it. She persevered through her illness. She persevered through her trial, and look at her now. So just, you don't even have to speak. That encourages other people. But then when you do give your testimony about how you made it through, and as the old folks used to say, how you made it over, it is such an encouragement, and it helps lift other people. It shows that there is victory in this Christian life when we persevere.
Yes. You know, you are the author of your destiny. You know, you have the ability to determine what becomes of your life.
Right.
With every decision you make and every action you take. You write on pages of the books of your life. You know, it is up to you to achieve your dreams. Hope alone lacks power to bring your dreams to fruition. When actions join hands with hope, you are unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Stay in control of your destiny. You know, start out in baby steps. Small adjustments each day gets one step closer to your goals. You're patient. Well, like she was saying, you have to be patient when the progress is slow, because it's not going to always happen overnight. You know, a lot of times we have a tendency to, when we don't see quick, fast results, we just go back to things like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to happen overnight. You have to take it step by step. Your self-reflection helps you improve areas where you are weak. You know, confront your weakness with a plan for change, absent from fear. You know, we have the challenge that we have going on, releasing your fears. You know, use your imperfections as a trampoline for which you bounce back higher than before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay the course, even with discouragement. You know, because sometimes everybody's not going to be on your team for what you're trying to do.
Right.
You're going to have a lot of negativity. You're going to have a lot of negativity that comes around you. And that's when you have to speak over yourself and talk positive to yourself and pray to God and help him to give you. He'll help you give you the strength that you need to do. You know, things are harder, and then you get more determined. You become deeply committed to your goals and pursue your aspirations and steadfast resolve. You know, choose to enjoy the journey by celebrating your progress.
Right.
Embrace your life with joy and positive attitude. Look forward to the future you are creating for yourself. You know, where do you need to be to get to what you deserve to be? You know, how can you align your actions with your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so many things that you can do, but once again, don't overwhelm yourself. Take it step by step, day by day. Write your goals down. Make them small and accomplish them day by day. And before you know it, you'll be at where you can receive your highest good. You're persevering to receive your highest good.
Good, good, good. You know, some of the things we got, some information, one was, of course, the Bible. As we say, we like to give people the credit when we've kind of researched some things. And Ken Herbert is one of the authors that we got off the Internet that talked a little bit about perseverance also. You know, but basically what we're saying is, to put it down in the most common term, to persevere for your highest good allows you to reach a potential in yourself and allows others to reach their potential. And so, you know, it takes consistency doing it day after day, day after day. It's doing it regardless of how you feel. It's choice. It's discipline. And it's just doing it, like my Nike said.
Yes.
At the end of the day, it's just, you got to do it, and you just do it. Did you have
Yolanda
something
Adams
else?
Never giving up.
Yeah,
you know?
You never giving up, just like Yolanda Adams saying, which we're going to end the program with. That is, a lot of perseverance is just never, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how it looks like you cannot accomplish this, it's never giving up. We serve an awesome God that will send angels on your behalf so that you don't have to give up. We're going to end with a little prayer. Father God, we lift up those who are discouraged, Lord, and it seems like it's not going to happen, but we just want to give a word through the Holy Spirit that it will happen. Just keep on keeping on. Just keep stepping. Just keep striving. Just keep going. Just keep doing. Your God has sent angels before you to open up doors. The Lord is opening up doors for you as we speak, and we thank you, God, that you're opening up doors for people, and people will achieve desired goal, the desired outcome for their highest good. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. So it's the end of the program. This is Soul in the City. We're so glad you spent this time with us. Don't give up. Never give up. Be blessed because you are. Be powerful because you are. Be magnificent because you serve a magnificent God. Well, Tabitha, you have any ending words?
Yes, I just want to say, like Nike, just do it and never give up. And we hope you are continuing to be consistent with the challenge of releasing your fears to God.
How are you doing with that?
I am doing pretty good, actually. I'm proud of myself.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. We would like for you to email us and let us know how that's going for you. We're going to, keep in touch as far as that's going and let you know how we're doing with the challenge. And this is Soul in the City, where we empower, teach you to take your mind higher.
All right. Well, we're going to go out, Yolanda Adams, and never give up.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Every victory comes in time.